Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Future of Power. Written by Joseph S. Nye, Jr. Read by Eric Sinistvet. Preface. In his inaugural address in 2009, President Barack Obama stated that our power grows through its prudent use. Our security emanates from the justness of our cause, the force of our example, the tempering qualities of humility and restraint. Similarly, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said, America cannot solve the most pressing problems on our own, and the world cannot solve them without America. We must use what has been called smart power, the full range of tools at our disposal. Earlier in 2007, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates had called for the U.S. government to commit more money and effort to soft power tools, including diplomacy, economic assistance, and communications, because the military alone could not defend America's interests around the world. He pointed out that military spending then totaled more than $500 billion annually, compared with the State Department budget of $36 billion. In his words, I am here to make the case for strengthening our capacity to use soft power and for better integrating it with hard power. What does this mean? How will power work? And how is it changing in the 21st century?